This is Dakota Datebook for April 10th. Homeschooling is accepted in North Dakota today, but there was a time when homeschooling was illegal. Compulsory school attendance laws required that children aged 7 to 16 be educated, with public schools the main providers. However, Catholic schools and other parochial schools had become available as alternatives. By the 1960s, additional forces came into play. The so-called sexual revolution, along with the secularization, coarsening, and polarization of American culture, led more parents to desire homeschooling. Families unable to afford private schools or parents who wanted more time with their children began teaching them at home. In the 1980s, there were about 12 homeschooling families in the state where neither parent was a licensed teacher. Therefore, their children were considered truants, and at least 4 families were prosecuted. These truancy convictions were appealed to the state Supreme Court, with out-of-state attorney Michael Ferris presenting their pleas. Ferris, founder of the Homeschool Legal Defense Alliance, applied a 1972 U.S. Supreme Court ruling whereby Amish students were exempted from attending Wisconsin's public schools beyond 8th grade in order to avoid immersing the children in worldly ways. Lawyer Ferris insisted this religious freedom also applied to North Dakota's homeschoolers because parents had a right to choose a Christian emphasis in their children's education. The court upheld the truancies, but the publicity brought change. Clinton Burst, head of the North Dakota Homeschool Association, lobbied for legalization. On this date, in 1989, a newspaper reported that the state legislature had indeed legalized homeschooling. The new law allowed parents with college degrees to teach their own children without supervision of a public school teacher. It also permitted parents with high school diplomas to conduct homeschooling if monitored by a certified teacher. There were only about 100 homeschooling families at the time of legalization, but the numbers rapidly increased, with data revealing that home-educated students outperformed their public school counterparts on standardized tests. In addition to imparting desired values and morals, homeschooling also minimized peer pressure and bullying. By 2020, the number of homeschooled kids had grown to more than 5,300. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Stephen Hoffbeck. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.